These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Sergio Aguero's hoping City can avoid Barcelona and Bayern Munich in the Champions League, but he is though prepared to face the best City, securing a first quarter-final spot courtesy of victory on aggregate over Dynamo Kiev on Tuesday. It was a goalless draw at the Etihad in that second leg, but the job done with a 3-1 first leg win. As far as the next opponents in Friday's draw concerned, Aguero said, "You always want to go far to do it. You've got to face the best. Obviously, Barca and Bayern are there, who are the best two by form, and obviously, if we can avoid them, all the better." Well, he said, "At some point, we'll have to face them. It's difficult, but I'm happy. We're all here for this, to fight at the top, and we're happy to get through." Well, Aguero was also contracted to City till 2019 and recently told an Argentinian radio station that he intends to return to boyhood side Independiente when his current deal ends. Well, he's admitted that would be the case, he said, "But right now I'm thinking about winning the Champions League with City. We'll see what happens in the future." Liverpool have been linked with a surprise £10 million bid for City midfielder Fernando. The reports claim Jurgen Klopp's monitoring the Brazilian situation at the Etihad could make an offer for the 28-year-old, who signed for City for £12 million from Porto in summer 2014. Well, Klopp's not keen to spend more than £10 million on the defensive midfielder, and his former club Porto are also believed to be keen on a move for the player. And Roy Hodgson has named his England squad for the friendlies against Germany and the Netherlands at the back end of this month, and as expected, Joe Hart and Raheem Sterling are both a feature in it.